Today's program of Bagels and Blessings was previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Today you're going to hear some fantastic music, and I have a real treat for you. A few days ago, I had the privilege of speaking with Desiree Morton, and she's going to share how she came to know Yeshua and how she fell in love with the Jewish people. You're going to love it. So stay with me, and I'll be right back. That was the fabulous voice of Jonathan Tattel. And next, here's a little bit about Shema Yisrael. If you live in upstate New York and you'd like to visit a Messianic congregation, please visit Congregation Shema Yisrael. We're located in Rochester, New York at 1326 North Winton Road. Our services are every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. And while you're at Shema, please visit the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. The Fig Tree is a great place to buy cards, jewelry, books, prayer shawls, and shofars. And the Fig Tree is open every Saturday after services around noon, and it's open on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from noon to 5. And if you live in the Buffalo area, please visit Congregation Berth Hadashah at 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst. Their services are every Saturday at 10:30 a.m. I bet you're wondering what great song I was playing in the background. That was New Jerusalem with their song Dance. And next, we've got On Your Walls, O Jerusalem with Barry and Batya Siegel.
If God is your
Again, that was Barry and Baya Siegel from their CD, Go Through the Gates. And it reminds me of a time when I visited Israel in 2008 and had a wonderful time and just felt so close to the Lord. And I hope that you get a chance to go there someday as well. Next, how about we hear from one of my sponsors, Odell Chiropractic.
Your back is a delicate matter. Everyday things can affect it.
This is the last time I'm picking your toys up off the floor. Oh, oh, oh boy, it just went out.
Major injuries can leave you in bed for days.
Look out!
It's called vertebral subluxation. It's what happens when your back is thrown out of its correct alignment. It causes major pains and in time may damage internal functions. That's why the first time you visit Odell Family Chiropractic, they will determine if x-rays of your spine are needed to pinpoint the exact problem. If they find that they can help you, they'll develop a care plan to allow the spine to achieve the correct position and strengthen it so that it will want to stay strong. They'll prove it to you. During your care with them, they'll show you x-rays of the progression your spine is making while moving into its correct alignment. Visit today to receive a free preventative health evaluation. Call 671-9210. That's 671-9210. Say goodbye to back pain permanently.
Now hear this. I'm probably going to mention this at least twice during the broadcast. I want everybody to put this on your calendars. Saturday night, January the 30th, it's the annual Bagels and Blessings Variety Show and Bake Sale. Fantastic talent all night long, raffle prizes for everyone, and delicious baked goods. This helps keep Bagels and Blessings on the air. It's only $5 a person or $10 a family. Tell your family, tell your friends. I hope to see everybody at Congregation Shemaya Israel, 1326 North Winton Road, on Saturday night, January 30th at 7 o'clock p.m. Get there early and get a good seat. All right, I'll be seeing you there. Next, how about we listen to Paul Wilbur with Lord God of Abraham.
Lord God of Abraham, Isaac and Israel, let it be known today that you are God. Offer up our lives as a living sacrifice. Purify us with your holy fire. Holy fire, you are the Holy One, highly exalted One. We've come to worship at your holy hill. You are the exalted in our praise. Let it be known today that you are God. You are God. You are the Holy One, highly exalted One. We've come to worship at your holy hill. Here we come, Lord. Yeah.
Again, that was Paul Wilbur. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. This is Ethel Chadwick. Stay tuned because pretty soon you're going to hear a great interview with Desiree Morton. Right now, I'd like to give some attention to Excellent Air. They are such a fantastic sponsor of this program. I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. Here's an oldie but goodie with Israel's Hope. Give thanks to the Lord.
Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good and His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good and His love endures forever. He is good, and His love will forever endure. We will bless His name as we all proclaim His love endures forever. Outstretched arm and by His might and His love endures forever. Adonai, Adonai, Baruch Hashem, Adonai, Adonai Melech, Adonai Malach, Adonai Yeshua Teinu.
Again, that was Israel's Hope, featuring Paul Wilbur as one of the singers. And next, how about we hear from Europa Cafe? Because you know what? This is a great place to go for lunch. If you've been longing for some Eastern European delicacies, wonderful meals, well, have I got a deal for you. Europa Cafe at 1694 Penfield Road in Penfield. It's open from Tuesday to Sunday from 8 to 3. You can have breakfast or lunch there. Delicious paninis, crepes, cabbage rolls, blintzes, all kinds of Eastern European desserts and pastries. Europa Cafe. And right next door is their Europa Deli. Open 7 days a week. Monday, Tuesdays, and Saturdays from 10 to 6. Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 10 to 8, and Sundays from 10 to 4. At the Europa Deli, you can have all kinds of Eastern European specials, pierogies, herring, all kinds of fish, cold cuts, delicious food. So that's Europa Cafe and Deli, 1694 Penfield Road. Come on in, and you will be so glad you did. Just listening to that commercial makes me hungry. Their food is so good. Well, what are you hungry for? Marty Goetz has a great song, Whoever is Thirsty. Come, drink the water of life from the CD Sanctuary.
Whoever is thirsty, let him come. Whoever wishes, let him come. And take from the waters of life. Freely take from the waters of life. take from the waters of life. Freely take from the waters of life. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let him who hears say, come. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let him who hears say, come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. Whoever wishes, let him come. Whoever is hungry, let him come. Whoever is needy, let him come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. Whoever wishes, let him come. And take from the waters of life. Freely take from the waters of life. Take from the waters of life. Freely take from the waters of life. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let him who hears say, come. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let him who hears say, come. Whoever wishes, let him come. And take from the waters of life. Freely take from the waters of life. Take from the waters of life. Freely take from the waters of life. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let him who hears say, come. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let him who hears say, come. Whoever's thirsty, let him come. Whoever wishes, let him come. Whoever's hungry, let him come. Whoever's needy, let him come. Whoever hears,
let him come.
Whoever wants,
let him come.
Whoever knows,
let him come.
Whoever loves,
let him come.
Come take from the waters of life. Take from the waters of life. Take from the waters of life. Freely take from the waters of life.
Hello, this is Marty Goetz, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
And now, here's Ted Pierce with May the Nations Praise You.
Singing for
People are always telling me that my hair is adorable. Where do you get your hair done? They always ask. I go to Jardé's Hair Salon. It's located at 2433 Lyle Road in Rochester. Their phone number is 585-429-6623. Enjoy a session that's all about you in a relaxing, rejuvenating environment at Jardé's Hair Salon. Their professional staff will always aim to please, and they will ensure that your experience is a memorable event. Be sure to give them a call today. That's Jardé's Hair Salon and Spa, 429-6623. They are your hair color specialists, and they provide facial waxing and men, women's, and children's hair cutting, hair coloring, highlighting, permanence, and nails. Jardé's Hair Salon. You'll be so glad you checked them out.
Shalom, Joel Chernoff here for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Did you know that God promised in Genesis 22:18 that through Israel, all of the nations would be blessed? Isn't the Bible a wonderful blessing? From it, we receive comfort, wisdom, and a personal relationship with Him. Did you also know the Bible is a Jewish book? In Romans 3, Paul the Apostle reminds us the Jewish people were entrusted with the oracles of God. Today, as you reap the many blessings of this priceless gift, remember to thank God for and pray for the Jewish people. This is Joel Chernoff for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Shalom.
Today, over 40% of Israelis live in poverty. We have an opportunity to return the blessing God has given us through Israel by becoming a part of God's prophesied restoration of Israel. To learn more, go to ROIMinute.com. That's ROIMinute.com.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shemai Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shemai Yisrael. That's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shemai Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. I just wanted to remind you that today's show is pre-recorded, so there won't be a coupon giveaway today. But please tune in next Saturday, where I'll be live in the studio, and you'll definitely have a chance to win a coupon for bagels. And now here's my wonderful interview with Desiree. Desiree Morton, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Well, hello, Ethel. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm having a great day today, actually.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm so excited that you've agreed to be my guest on Bagels and Blessings, and I just want to hear all about your story. So maybe we could start a little bit about how you grew up. Did you grow up knowing Yeshua or Jesus as your Messiah?
No, we actually grew up in a very non-religious, non-church household. It wasn't until my brother actually moved to the West Coast, and one of my brothers, and he learned all about Jesus as he went to church, and he introduced him to my mom. And I was roughly around high school age at the time. And so I grew up from that point knowing who Jesus was. And ironically, the same brother years later found out who Yeshua was. And so it's been a recent journey actually knowing the Messiah by his real name.
Well, that's kind of interesting. I mean, it's one thing when, you know, a Jewish person discovers Jesus as a Messiah, but then for someone who grew up in a non-Jewish home to suddenly become interested in the Jewishness of the whole thing. So tell me a little bit more about how that developed. So it was your brother first that got interested in that?
Yes, my brother ran across, he went to a meeting, and he came across a gentleman who showed him some interesting secrets in the Bible, how to see scripture and read it from the Hebrew language. And that woke up a whole interest in him. What he didn't know was on the West Coast, me, my journey was beginning because I started looking at Jesus and his disciples, and I kept reading how they gave everything for him. And I said, Lord, I don't know you, so what is it that the disciples knew about you that I didn't know? So that was the question that began the stirring in me. And quietly one day in prayer, I heard the Holy Spirit, who I now actually referred to as the Ruach HaKodesh, said to me, get to know my son, the Jew. And I responded by saying, well, I know Jesus is Jewish. And he said, no, get to know my son, the Jew. So that's how my journey began. But my brother had already started sending emails to us with that concept. And So that's why I say he's the one that introduced Yeshua into our lives. So that's how my journey began. It began with a question.
So did the rest of your family come on board?
No, it's just been me and my one brother, Jeffrey. It hasn't been until recent that my sister and her husband have really, truly started looking at who Jesus is through going back to our Hebrew roots. And that's really how this all started, him finding the Hebrew roots. But it's been him and I who got it. That's how we term it. It's, you just get it one day. That Jesus was Jewish, and his entire family is very important to him. So you better find out who they are and why that is.
Oy.
So that's where it's at. It's really me and my one brother who's been passionate and really got linked back up through the Jewish people, through the Hebraic, going back to our Hebrew roots.
So, Desiree, after you discovered the Jewish roots of your faith, what changes happened in your life? What was different?
What was different is I began to see how religious I was and not how biblical, and how biblical I wasn't. And I began to realize I needed to make some shifts, and they were some crazy shifts because I hadn't seen this. I began to read scriptures from a Torah-based perspective, understanding what Moses wrote, beginning to understand that in order to even know the Jesus as a Christian, I needed to go back and put all the pieces of the Bible back together. What happened to me mentally, there was a lot of paradigm shifts. I even had, as the Lord began really stirring this and drawing me closer to him, to his son, the Jew, I would actually go into service on a Sunday and get physically sick. And it wasn't that whatever was being presented was horrible. I didn't understand what was going on with me mentally, physically. I talked to people. I must have appeared to them like somebody with two heads. Nobody was getting it, what was happening to me, except one person I finally went to, a very dear sister in the faith, Laura Woods, and I told her what was happening mentally, physically, and she said, "The Lord is calling you. Go after him and find out all that he's showing you." So I began to look at the Hebrew language. I began to look at the Jewish culture. I had forgotten that I was taught certain things about the culture, and the Lord just began to pull all that together. And it has been a cost. It has come with a cost. So walking away from a lot of things and a lot of people because they couldn't get it. I was no longer the Christian. I was now the Jewish princess, or you're turning Jewish. And I was like, no, we got this wrong. I'm a Gentile grafted in, and that's what I'm going after.
Wow. And you recently visited Israel. Was that your first time there?
First time ever.
Oh, tell us about that.
That was glorious. That was a gift from the Father. I wanna go back to high school for a second, because
okay,
when I was in high school, I used to see this thing called Masada, and I used to say, man, that is just an incredible place. I would love to visit there. So here I am, studying the Hebrew roots, following after anybody who's teaching scriptures. I get linked up with. My brother attends the congregation out in Washington under the minister, Mark Bilt, who did the Blood Moon series. And as that began to come up, I kept saying, Father, I would love to go, I would love to go. I went with my sister-in-law. We got a phone call, Ethel, my sister-in-law and I, from a very dear friend of the family who asked us to keep them anonymous, that they paid for our trip.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Lock, stock, and barrel. They paid all of our expenses. We were only needed to bring spending money. I'm tears come to me when I say that, because I had begun to want to get to the land like never before, and hear the Father open that door. And the first thing I remember is getting off the plane, and I don't know if it was a combination of sheer excitement, the thrill of being there, the idea that the Father had opened the door. But when you get off the plane in Israel and you breathe in, there's something that dynamically happens in your spirit, in your very being. And you just, I've heard people say this, and now I've had the chance to experience this. You just feel like you're home, and you don't understand how that could possibly be. So I brought in Masada because that actually was one of the places we visited, and so it was one of the biggest highlights for me as far as being in the land itself. It's an incredible place. It's an incredible place.
Yes. Did you walk up or take the trolley?
Trolley is the best way to go at Masada.
Yes, I agree. There was no way I was going to try walking it when I went either.
But there's so much you can say about the land, but it really is alive. And that may sound cliche to people, but until you go there, you can't even imagine what that really means until you go there. It's a beautiful land. There's so much beauty, there's so much history, there's so much kindness in the people. I was just amazed at the camaraderie you can actually have with people you've never even met. And I guess that could happen on any vacation, but this was more special because this was an answer to prayer, and my life was changing. I was becoming grafted in, and now I was here in the midst of these people going, oh, I'm grafted into all of this. So it was amazing. I could go on out there, but if you have a specific question, we could go from there.
Well, I saw your pictures, and you could just see it was glorious. You could see the glory in your face. I wanted to talk about the Western Wall. Of course, some people still call it the Wailing Wall. I'm sure you went there. And what was that like for you?
That is a surreal experience. It was very surreal for me. I remember us getting instructions to honor the people, to honor the place we were going. And, you know, you go down to the wall, and, you know, when you're walking back, they say, you know, humble yourself, walk backwards, and just respect and honor of where you're at. Well, if you didn't do that, then you missed something, because it's an automatic. For me, I got up to that wall in fear and trembling. And the heartbeat of Israel is at that wall. My mom is an intercessor by nature. That's the gift. That's the call. And to get in that, up to that wall, and to feel the life of the prayers at that wall. I remember looking at the wall and reaching out to touch it, and realizing that some of the prayers have been embedded in the wall for so long, the wind and the rain and the sand and the dirt have actually caused them to become part of that wall. And I watched the women of the land and their reverence with the Torah and just the honor. That wall is the heartbeat of that nation, and you feel it. And if you don't, you're dead. That's all I can say is you're just dead because.
Amazing.
I couldn't contain it. I just wept and almost forgot to put my prayers in the wall because I was so overcome with the moment.
It certainly was an incredible experience when I went. So, Desiree, I'm wondering, what would you say to anyone listening to Bagels and Blessings that is not really getting it? Like, they're brought up in the Gentile church, and they don't really embrace the Jewish roots of their faith. And what is it you'd like to say to those people that just don't really grasp it just yet?
I would say to them, one of the things I've really, that's become extremely visible to me in the Gentile, the way they're brought up in the church and things, is when there's something happening that's disturbing or that's upsetting their world, and the first comment that is so prevalent is, they begin to feel like the enemy is attacking them. It's the devil. I'm going to rebuke this. I'm going to come against it. I would say to my fellow Gentile believers, if I had taken that approach, I would not see what I see. And I would encourage you to allow the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, to begin to stir in you something. It's a question. I often think of the movie The Matrix. So many people, the Gentiles who are coming back to understanding, we are grafted into them. We are grafted into the Jewish. We are grafted in to all that God purposed in that people. And when the stirring comes and the questions begin to come, ask yourself, is this related in any way to what it means to be grafted in? Because you're not grafted in, you're on the outside doing your own thing and you don't realize it. And the Father's trying to get you back to the vine, the very vine that you know is the blood ebb flow of Yeshua, is getting back grafted in to the people of Israel, to the Jew.
Preach it, girl. You know, you and I are a perfect example of Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah, and we are true sisters in the Lord.
Amen.
And it's truly exciting that we can praise God side by side. We worship the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Amen.
And yes, you know, it's just, it's glorious. It really is.
It really is. And you mentioned a key piece, too, that I realized that my other Gentile believe brothers and sisters, when you speak of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the paradigm shift is to take the Greek presentation of Jesus and put him back into his people, into his lineage, and go back and see the culture. Look at the language, look at the idioms, and see if that Jesus matches up with the one that you've been presented with. And yes, he's loving, and yes, he's kind, and yes, he'll bless you, and yes, he'll take care of you, but there's another side to him that is so much more important to grab a hold to, and that is his lineage through the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Amen, girl. Amen. So tell me, Desiree, is there anything that you'd like us to be praying for you or for your family?
What I would like to the prayers to be is, as I see my sister and her husband beginning to look deeper into this Hebraic roots and Hebraic understanding, I would love to see the rest of my family have the aha moment to realize what it means to know that Jesus is a Jew, not was. He is a Jew. And that they would have the revelation of what it really means to be grafted in and not to be... I believe there's a misunderstanding that we're okay as long as we serve the Lord and we know Him. But what I've learned is it's important to really know Him. I would love my family, my children, my grandchildren to take a look and realize they need to get grafted in to the real Jewish Messiah so they can see the Father.
Yes.
That is my cry for my family.
Well, what you have shared is so significant and so relevant in today's world especially, and I am so excited that you have shared your heart with us here on Bagels and Blessings, and I hope listeners that you're taking heart to what Desiree has shared, and pray and ask God to show you, and He will reveal it to you. Oh, this has been wonderful, Desiree. I just want to thank you so very much for being my guest here on Bagels and Blessings. And did you have any parting words or thoughts that you want to leave us with?
I do. I would like to leave these two scriptures with the listeners, especially the Gentile listener. In Jeremiah 16 and 19, it says, O Lord, my strength and my fortress and my refuge, in the day of affliction, the Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth and shall surely say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. And Zechariah 8:23. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all the languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the spirit of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. I would encourage the Gentiles to look deep into those scriptures and to realize you're not going to grab the hem of a church, of a pope, of any other type of religious leader. It is the hem of the Jew. Wake up to your Jewish Messiah.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate this time. I really do. Thank you.
Well, it's been wonderful talking with you, and I know that we'll talk and see each other soon. Thank you so much, dear. God bless you.
God bless you, Ethel.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom.
What a beautiful interview with Desiree Morton, and I hope that you were just filled with joy to hear her story. She knows the truth that Jesus is Jewish, and she has decided to follow him for the rest of her life. And did you know that Yeshua means salvation? Yes, it does. Here's Joshua Aaron.
There is a name I call upon. There is a name by which I am saved. Salvation is your name. our sins. He bled and died so we could live. Salvation is your name.
Panavalecha vikunecha Yisadonai Panavalecha Viyasem lecha.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. And remember, Saturday, January 30th at 7 p.m. at Shemayas Royale, it's the annual Bagels and Blessings Variety Show and Bake Sale. Be sure to come. $5 a person, $10 a family, raffle prizes all night long. And again, thank you for listening. Shalom.